Blog Talk Radio.
It's just another day.
This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you spread the word, invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So if you would please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. If that song did not touch you in some way, somehow, you are a cold person. I'm telling you, just another day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and certainly be glad in it. And then we're going to do all we possibly can to make sure that we find ourselves worthy even to receive his blessings and to receive his grace and his mercy during this particular day. So we do welcome you to the program this morning. Also, I want to make an announcement about Sister Babe Hildreth's husband passed away last week. Some of you may know her. She's at the Rock Spring Church of Christ in Lafonia, Georgia. Great lady, great man. He passed away last week, and the funeral will be this Saturday in Lafonia at the Rock Spring Church of Christ at 12 o'clock. And so that family really needs our prayers. And, of course, there are others on this call who maybe have a hospital visit today. Maybe you are anticipating getting a shot. Maybe you're still hesitant about getting a shot. And then you may have some children that just, even before this pandemic, was just running just buck wild. And we wanted to pray for them as well. And then a lot of things that have changed for some people during the pandemic. And then you know what? One of the surprising things, some things hadn't changed for this pandemic didn't change nothing for a lot of people at all. Their lifestyle, what they was living, it just wasn't hit at all, and that's sort of strange in a roundabout way, because you know sometimes they say, well, this happened before the Great Depression. You know, some of us during the Depression wasn't hit at all because we was already in the Depression. We didn't notice no change. And so, but I'm hoping that we can come out better on the other side with this situation when we finally do, because it actually hit the church itself, the body of Christ, pretty hard. It challenged our theology and a lot of things that we have been just almost taking a sledgehammer and just pounding people about. It hit us pretty hard in that situation. And then, of course, the fellowship. Many of us have not been able to fellowship or to get together or anything, and some of us are scrambling now, trying to figure out when we can go back. What's the next time we can worship together? Social distancing, wash your hands, all those kind of things. Can we sing in our worship services? And we found some inventive ways to do it. But one of the facts that remain is that we're still the body of Christ, the Church of Christ, the one that you can read about in the Bible. And what this program is all about, it is a prayer call. And we do have some good lessons from the guys who participate in this. And so we want you to, our main goal is we want you to get all you can and can all you get. Think about it. You'll get that around about 12 o'clock this afternoon. Get all you can all you get. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you were called, with all lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let there be one body, one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is above all, through you all, and in you all. That's a seven-point formula in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. And that is the plea of the church, is that we maintain, even through this pandemic, unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace by this New Testament principle. And so one of the things that he says in this seven-point formula is that there is one body, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 23 through 27. He said there is one Spirit to give us life, to guide us, to direct us by this one body, by the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For by one Spirit were we all baptized into one body, regardless of what state you may be in today, Kentucky, South Carolina, North Carolina, Michigan, wherever you might be. It's all by that one same Spirit. He's everywhere. And then the third is one hope, one desire, one expectation of heaven and our eternal glory, and only one gospel through which we could obtain this hope. And so the seven-point formula is, number one is there's one body. Number two, there is one spirit. Number three, there is one hope. And then he says, number four, there's one main authority. The source comes especially from God the Father in Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20, when he tells us to go and preach the gospel to the entire world, to the creation, to all the nations. And then number five would be, there's only one faith, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one gospel, and one system of true Christian belief. There's only one faith. Now, there's only one faith, but there are degrees of faith. And some of us have a high degree of faith, and some of us have a very low degree of faith. And so even though the Bible says that there is one body, and he talks about this one faith, I'll let you know a little bit later on about this one faith, because we all don't have the same faith. Some of us have strong faith. Some of us have weak faith. Some of us have, O ye of little faith. And then the Bible indicates that there's some of us who don't have no faith at all. And then number six is that there's one baptism, immersion in water for the remission of your sins, not sprinkling, not pouring, but a complete immersion going down under the water, just like a real real burial in this water. And then number seven is there is only one God, one worship, one unity in our worship. Galatians chapter 1, verse 1, Hebrews 1, verse 1. And, of course, Psalms 19, Hebrews 1, verse 1, God who asunders times and in divers manners, speaking to us by the fathers, by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his dear son. So with this pandemic going on, we're trying to figure out what direction to go. Where do we go from now? This is April the 2021. April the 14th, and this month is pretty, moving along pretty good. So what do we do? So where do we go from now? Because a lot of us are trying to get back into worship. We're trying to figure out where we're going to worship. Well, I want to mention just a couple of things here that we must do. These are a couple of things that we must do. We must follow the path of biblical authority, not how I feel. Our emotions, don't let our emotions get involved in that, but biblical authority. We must have, see when I said that this pandemic sort of messed with our theology and things that sort, many of us have not been in a Bible class in a whole year. I'm talking about a corporate Bible class. I'm talking about from 9 to 10 o'clock. Matter of fact, some people didn't want to go in Bible class no way, because they never did show up for Bible class. They'd always come for worship. And so it didn't bother you. The pandemic didn't bother you at all for Bible study, because you weren't going to Bible study to start with. But for some of us who couldn't miss and who couldn't wait to get there, we must follow the path of biblical authority. And most of that was done by the Bible class, and also it was done by solid biblical preaching. And I know this pandemic should change our preaching a little bit, not from hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized, all that kind of stuff, but it should have opened our eyes to some things from one standpoint. Now, number two on that is, we not only must we follow the path of biblical authority, which is number one, but we also need to follow the path of evangelism. Now, that's one thing I know that has affected us in a roundabout way. So some churches, some wasn't doing evangelism in the first place, but then there was some. And some people, like I mentioned to you a while ago, that Sister Hildreth's husband passed away last week. And these two people, I mean, they are slap evangelistic people. You won't be around Sister Hildreth, Babe Hildreth. You won't be around her 2 seconds before you know something about Jesus. And so we appreciate that. But even in the midst of this pandemic, we need to continue our evangelist effort, take the Great Commission seriously, or at least take it more seriously, is because what we don't want to have to do is to sing that old song, "You Never Mention Him to Me." Oh, that should break your heart right there. Knowing as many deaths as we had during this pandemic, knowing that many people that we have not been able to reach or didn't reach with the gospel, let's not be accused of that old song, "You've Never Mentioned Him to Me." You met me day by day, and you knew that I was astray, but never mention him to me. And then thirdly, we will follow the path of service to others. I know the pandemic says that you got to stay 6 feet apart and you got to practice social distances and all that kind of stuff, but there's still some things that we can do to help one another. We can still be kind, compassionate, and we can still have mercy toward those whom need that. And so don't let this just break our whole theology of what we do. And then we'll follow the path of love and unity. That we should never get tired of that. We should never get tired of the path of love and unity. And then we will explore all the creative ways in which we can accomplish this. I tell you what, I'm saddened by those who would say, "Oh, the Bible don't say nothing about streaming. The Bible don't say nothing about Facebook. The Bible don't say nothing about..." Come on now, be for real. We need to look at creative ways to present the gospel. As a matter of fact, some congregations have actually grown in their membership, not inside of the building, but in their listeners, people who have turned to their programs to listen to. So that's a creative way. And so let's get off of that. Let's get off of that soapbox that we was on that kept us from growing in the first place. Come on now. We're in the age of technology. We're not a little house on the prairie anymore. We've got to come up out of that. And so what we're trying to say is, where do we go from here? Three things. Let's go, grow, and let's go, glow, and grow. That's not going to be my theme right there. Let's go, glow, and grow again. Father, we do thank you for every effort that's been put forth on this program to preach and to teach and not fall into the trap that you never mentioned him to me. And we thank you for all that you've done, what you're going to do, and what you have in store for us. Bless those today who may be bereaved at this time, those who are going to the doctors, those who are getting checkups, those who make sure we're already claiming a good report back from the doctors in that situation. Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and have a super duper week.